WBSM presents The Barry Richards Show. Streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Text us using app chat on the WBSM app. Now, The Barry Richards Show.
All right, 107 on a snowy Friday afternoon, and welcome back. A little bit of a shift in plan here. We had Tim Dunn scheduled to join us right after the 1 o'clock news, but it appears as though President Trump is about ready to speak. So we want to grab that first. So Tim has agreed to join us at 2:05 instead of 1:05, and we'll get a chance to talk to him. A whole bunch of things going on up at the State House as well. But right now, all eyes are on Washington, and President Trump is going to address this morning's Supreme Court decision on tariffs, saying that the executive branch does not have the authority to levy taxes, and it was the determination of the Supreme Court that the tariffs that Trump imposed were, in fact, taxes. And it says that the EPA law that was passed by Congress back in 1977 does not give the president, gives him a lot of authority to do certain things, but does not give him the authority to impose tariffs. So that's the story there. We're gonna get the president's. That's the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. It's been referred to as EPA, and I'm sure you will continue to hear it referred to as such. By the way, the stock market is having a really benign reaction to all of this. The Dow is up about 19 points at this point, and it's from what I've been able to determine, it's been up pretty much all morning. Just a little bit. So there's no negative response to this from Wall Street. I think most folks at this point understand that there is another avenue for the president to pursue to continue with the tariffs. Let me grab a call or two before the president comes out. We're watching for him, and we'll get right to him as soon as he does. And you are next in WBSM. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, Barry, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Oh, I don't know if he's coming. No. So it was interesting. I watched an economist this morning that said how the government jobs that he cut away and the last jobs numbers was big because it was all in the private sector. And all those government people are now getting jobs in the private sector, and they're finding out they can make a lot more money. And that's big. And he was saying that about the tariffs, that they are working, because you're not going to see it right away, because they're just starting to build plants, a lot of manufacturing coming back to the United States of America. So,
well, we are starting to see the results. As I mentioned, the last quarter in terms of the trade deficit down, the best quarter in 33 years.
That's right. And the private sector jobs were big. Yeah. We're big, and they're finding out they're going to make a lot more money. Now, the Democrats, they just can't wait to impose havoc on the whole country. All that Akeem character does is complain. I don't know what they do that's good, but there are a lot of things good that's gone on with this administration. Yeah, he is controversial. I get it, but he is what he is. And I just say that the Democrats, I want to know what they've done that's positive. What have they done? Was Minnesota positive?
Well, let me ask you a question. Back up just a second. Sure. You said, sure, he's controversial. What do you mean by that?
Well, because of the way he speaks, and he's not your, he said it in a speech the other day that he's not a politician. He's just a regular guy, and how he looks at things is from a common sense perspective.
And that's controversial, though? And I'm not picking on you, because what you said is said by a lot of people. And
if you talk to the other side of the aisle,
right?
They hate him, but that's why I mean by controversial. The Democrats, they hate him. The Republicans, I'm hoping that the majority of us are still in his camp. And he just talks a little bit different. He's not smooth. groomed politician, but he answers a lot more questions. But I get the controversial part. It's because he says words that, aren't really the proper word to use. But that's how he connects with your regular person, and it's very effective. That's what I meant by that.
Yeah, it's very effective. But, I just find that people feel as though they need to qualify their support with Trump by that. He's controversial, he may say things that are, or he may not, he's not your normal politician, but I've never heard that with any other president before. I've never heard anybody almost apologize. You know what I mean?
You're apologizing.
Almost, yeah.
I'm trying to bring in the other side of the aisle so we can,
I don't give a damn. Personally, I don't give a damn about the other side of the aisle. We're never going to meet them. there's nothing that the... What do you have in common with Ilhan Omar?
Nothing, but there are Democrats that... don't forget, some families in which I'd rather like to see the families come together more, is there's some that believe in the Democrats and some that believe in the Republicans. And that's what I mean by trying to bring them together. So we can say, okay, at least let's have a compromise. You don't like
but that. You know that's not going to happen. What have you got in common with Ilhan Omar that you can say we can sit down at the table and have a compromise? What do you have in common with Chuck Schumer that you think you can find common ground with and say, okay, we'll come up with a compromise? It doesn't happen. It doesn't exist.
No, I know, but we have to still continue to try is what I'm trying to say.
Well, I want to bury them. I want to bury them because their side is anti-American. No, I'm serious about this. Their side is anti-American. They're socialists. They're against everything I stand for and everything I believe in. I don't want to reach a compromise with Chuck Schumer or Hakeem Jeffries or Ilhan Omar, or AOC. I don't want to compromise with them. They're not coming to my side. I'm not going to their side. And, I think we need to do that. And we need to stop apologizing. And again, I'm not picking on you. I think we need to stop qualifying and apologizing. What we stand for is right. It's the good old-fashioned American way. It's right. They're wrong, and we need to defeat them.
But we have friends. I have friends that are on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah.
So you kind of want to talk to your friend. You kind of want to... I try to throw them a bone. Like, I like Nancy Pelosi. You know why? Because of her stance she took. I don't like her today with her comments. But the stance when they told her not to go, China told her not to go to Taiwan, and she goes, put her finger up in the air and went there. So I like that part of her. I don't like what she said today because I read her comments. But, I mean, she's okay. If you want to say she's okay. I don't like Hakeem Jeffries or a lot of the other ones. Matter of fact, I can't stand Jeffries.
Nancy Pelosi impeached President Trump twice. Do you know how much money that cost? Do you know the damage it did to this country?
But once again, if we're trying to compromise, even Trump will tell you when he does his negotiations, he'll talk to anybody. But we can't.
But you cannot compromise with those people. There is no compromise. They have nothing we want, and we have nothing that they want. And it just simply can't work that way. Thank you, my friend. I got to hold you because I want to give somebody else a chance. Appreciate it. 508-996-0500. You are next on WBSM. Good afternoon.
Hey, Barry, in regards to that Supreme Court, that ruling should have been 5-4 in favor of Trump. Because, the Republicans, they choose these conservative judges. And then when they get to the courts, they turn liberal. I don't know what it is. If you read Thomas Barrett and Alito's dissent opinion, in regards, they totally agree that Emergency Powers Act gives the Trump the authority to use tariffs in that manner. And so I'm basing my opinion on what they wrote. But then you got Barrett and Gorsuch, Trump appointees, who go against him.
Yeah, but look, you've got to follow the Constitution. And what the Supreme Court justices said today was not that Trump doesn't have the authority to raise tariffs. what the law in which he used to raise the tariffs doesn't allow it. That's all they said. They didn't pass judgment on the validity of the tariffs or whether he has the authority to raise tariffs or whatever. They just said under the law that you cited, the EPA Act of 1977, it doesn't allow you to do this.
Yeah, but Barry, I think you missed my point. The three conservative judges, Thomas, Alito, and Barrett, Kavanaugh, ruled that he does have the authority under the Emergency Powers Act. He does have the authority.
Yeah.
But that's their
opinion, and they're in the minority. Right?
Yeah, but you have three conservatives voting with the Democrats.
But nowhere in the... Well, I don't think it comes down to Democrats, Republicans on this or in most Supreme Court decisions. This is their interpretation of the law. And they had to look at the EPA law from 1977. And nowhere in the EPA law does it say the president has the authority to raise tariffs.
Now, don't you think that Thomas knows that?
Well, I think he does, but these folks give their opinion on the constitutionality of laws and actions, and it is maybe their opinion that he does have the authority. Maybe they feel it's implied, but the majority didn't feel that way.
And that's the thing, that if it would have been a 5-4, then people would have been talking the opposite. Yeah, the law does allow it. His five judges ruled.
But you got to show me the word tariff in the law. Where in the EPA law from 1977 does it say specifically the president? It says the president has a lot of authority to do a lot of things under the Emergency Act here, but it doesn't say he has the authority to raise taxes.
No, I know that. But if you read Thomas's dissent, right, he says that even though the Emergency Act doesn't have the word tariffs, the implication is there that the president could use it.
Yeah.
That's what he's based on.
But you're right. That's his opinion. His opinion is that it's implied. It is implied that he has, but it's not written there. And, you know.
No. And it's too bad that the other conservative judges didn't see that, the other two that Trump appointed. So I just see that this was another missed opportunity for the conservative movement.
You know, but they're not saying that you can't. They're not saying that you can't raise tariffs. President can raise tariffs all day long. There are other laws that allow him to do that. He's got to do it under the law. You know, I don't want a Supreme Court that is ideological. Certainly, you know, Trump appoints a Supreme Court justices that he think he might get, that might support his policies and so on and so forth. Democrats do the same thing. That's why the Democrats want to pack the Supreme Court. But I want a judiciary that is as fair and balanced as possible. Not saying, well, Trump wants this and he's a conservative and I'm a conservative, so I'm going to say that it implies this and I'm going to let him have it. I don't think we want a Supreme Court that does that, do we?
I know, but if Barry, you know, the point is that I'm convinced by what Thomas and Kavanaugh and Alito wrote. I read their dissent, and they make a lot of sense in regards to this Emergency Act allowing the president to use it in that form.
Yeah.
And like I said, even though it doesn't have the word tariffs, they say that the law allows the president to use it.
Well, the law does. The law of the United States gives the president a number of avenues to raise tariffs and impose tariffs, but not this particular law. Not this law. This law doesn't.
This is going to go back to the old ways where, let's say, China raises their prices on steel. So now the president says, well, we're going to put a tariff on your steel. But that's not based on the economy of China, just one object at one time, and then he needs congressional approval. That weakens the executive power.
Right,
but you're not
getting my point. The president has the authority to do that, but he invoked this EPA law. He said, we are doing this under the authority that's vested in me under the EPA law. And the Supreme Court looked at the EPA law and said, no, that's not written in here. But there are many other avenues by which you can do this. You just can't do it under that law. You got to use a different law. that you are allowed to do that under. Under this law, you're not allowed to.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Right, I got to hold you right there, my friend. I got to get President Trump on the air. He's coming out right now. So let's go live to Washington, D.C.
And love of our country, which is right now very proud of those justices. When you read the dissenting opinions, there is no way that anyone can argue against them. There's no way. Foreign countries that have been ripping us off for years are ecstatic. They're so happy. And they're dancing in the streets, but they won't be dancing for long, that I can assure you. The Democrats on the court are thrilled, but they will automatically vote no. They're an automatic no, just like in Congress. They're an automatic no. They're against anything that makes America strong, healthy, and great again. They also are a, frankly, disgrace to our nation, those justices. They're an automatic no, no matter how good a case you have. It's a no. But you can't knock their loyalty. It's one thing you can do with some of our people. Others think they're being politically correct, which has happened before far too often with certain members of this court, and it's happened so often with this court. What a shame, having to do with voting in particular, when in fact they're just being fools and lapdogs for the rhinos and the radical left Democrats, and not that this should have anything at all to do with it. They're very unpatriotic and disloyal to our Constitution. It's my opinion that the court has been swayed by foreign interests and a political movement that is far smaller than people would ever think. It's a small movement. I won by millions of votes. We won in a landslide. With all the cheating that went on, there was a lot of it, but we still won in a landslide. Too big to rig. But these people are obnoxious, ignorant, and loud. They're very loud. And I think certain justices are afraid of that. They don't want to do the right thing. They're afraid of it. This was an important case to me, more as a symbol of economic national security. And also, I would say, just for our country itself, so important, because we're doing so well as a country. We've never done so well. The good news is that there are methods, practices, statutes, and authorities as recognized by the entire court in this terrible decision, and also as recognized by Congress, which they refer to, that are even stronger than the IEEPA tariffs available to me as President of the United States. And in actuality, I was very modest in my ask of other countries and businesses because I wanted to do, and it's very important, I wanted to be very well-behaved because I wanted to do anything. I didn't want to do anything that would affect the decision of the court because I understand the court. I understand how they are very easily swayed. I want to be a good boy. I have very effectively utilized tariffs over the past year to make America great again. Our stock market has just recently broken 50,000 on the Dow, and simultaneously, and even more amazingly, broken 7,000 on the S&P, two numbers that everybody thought upon our landslide election victory could not be attained. Think of that. Nobody thought it was possible to do it within 4 years, and we did it in 1 year. They said, you'll never be able. You'll go back and you read the geniuses, read their statements, all of the Nobel Prize winners in economics. They said, no, you couldn't do it in 4 years. Well, we didn't do it in 4 years. We did it in 1 year. We broke every record in the book, and we're continuing to do so. Tariffs have likewise been used to end 5 of the 8 wars that I settled. I settled 8 wars, whether you like it or not, including India, Pakistan, big ones, nuclear, could have been nuclear. Prime Minister of Pakistan said yesterday at the great meeting that we had, the peace board, he said yesterday that President Trump could have saved 35 million lives by getting us to stop fighting. They were getting ready to do some bad things. But they've given us great national security, these tariffs have. And together with our strong borders, reduced fentanyl coming into our country by 30%. When I use them as a penalty against countries illegally sending this poison into our country to poison our youth, all of those tariffs remain. They all remain. I don't know if you know that or not. They all remain. We're still getting them, and we will after the decision. I guess there's nobody left to appeal to. But again, those three people, such respect. I've had a lot of respect for them anyway, but such great respect. But other alternatives will now be used to replace the ones that the court incorrectly rejected. We have alternatives, great alternatives. Could be more money. We'll take in more money, and we'll be a lot stronger for it. We're taking in hundreds of billions of dollars. We'll continue to do so. To show you how ridiculous the opinion is, however, the court said that I'm not allowed to charge even $1. I can't charge $1. Can't charge a dollar. I would have used one penny, but we don't make the pennies anymore. We save money. Can't charge $1 to any country under IEEPA. Not $1. I assume to protect other countries. This must have been done to protect those other countries, certainly not the United States of America, which they should be interested in protecting. That's what they're supposed to be protecting. But I am allowed to cut off any and all trade or business with that same country. In other words, I can destroy the trade. I can destroy the country. I'm even allowed to impose a foreign country-destroying embargo. I can embargo. I can do anything I want, but I can't charge $1. Because that's not what it says. And that's not the way it even reads. I can do anything I want to do to them, but I can't charge any money. So I'm allowed to destroy the country, but I can't charge them a little fee. I could give them a little two-cent fee, but I cannot charge under any circumstances. I cannot charge them anything. Think of that. How ridiculous is that? I'm allowed to embargo them. I'm allowed to tell them you can't do business in the United States anymore. We want you out of here. But if I want to charge them $10, I can't do that. It's incorrect. Their decision's incorrect. But it doesn't matter because we have very powerful alternatives that have been approved by this decision. You know, they've been approved by the decision for those that thought they had us. And they're saying that I have the absolute right to license, but not the right to charge a license fee. So think of that. I have the right to license, which is a very powerful word. In many ways, license is more powerful than tariffs. In fact, I was thinking about using it. But they came up with the idea that I can license, just like the people that were opposing me told them to do, but not the right to charge a license fee. Think of that. Who ever heard of such a thing? What license has ever been issued without the right to charge a fee? You get a license, you charge a fee. It's automatic, but not with this court. But now the court has given me the unquestioned right to ban all sorts of things from coming into our country, to destroy foreign countries, but a much more powerful right than many people ever thought we even had, but not the right to charge a fee. How crazy is that? Our country is the hottest country anywhere in the world right now. And it was a dead country 1.5 years ago under an incompetent president. But now I'm going to go in a different direction, probably the direction that I should have gone the first time. But I read the language. I'm very good at reading language, and it read our way 100%. But now I'll go the way I could have gone originally, which is even stronger than our original choice. As Justice Kavanaugh, whose stock has gone so up, you have to see, I'm so proud of him, wrote in his dissent, "Although I firmly disagree with the court's holding today, the decision might not substantially constrain a president's ability to order tariffs going forward." So, think of that. The decision might not substantially constrain. And it doesn't. He's right. In fact, I can charge much more than I was charging. So I'm going to just start. "Although I firmly disagree with the court's holding today, the decision might not substantially constrain a president's ability to order tariffs going forward. That's because numerous other federal statutes, which is so true, authorize the president to impose tariffs and might justify most, if not all, of the tariffs issued in this case. Even more tariffs, actually. Those statutes include, think of that, those statutes include, for example, the Trade Expansion Act of 1962, Section 232. All of these things I know so well. The Trade Act of 1974, Sections 122, 201, 301. And the Tariff Act of 1930, Section 338, all clear. But it's a little bit longer process. I thought I'd make things simple, but they didn't let us do that. I would like to thank Justice Kavanaugh for his, frankly, his genius and his great ability. Very proud of that appointment. In actuality, while I am sure that they did not mean to do so, the Supreme Court's decision today made a president's ability to both regulate trade and impose tariffs more powerful and more crystal clear rather than less. I don't think they meant that. I'm sure they didn't. It's terrible. And to think that the Democrats who oppose this only because they want to go the opposite way, they'd like to pack the court. They want to put on 21 people. They want to pack the court, pack the Supreme Court. Maybe they should do it. Maybe they would be better off if they did it. They want to pack the court. They want to do anything to hurt our country. There will no longer be any doubt, and the income coming in and the protection of our companies and country will actually increase because of this decision. I don't think the court meant that, but it's the way it is. Based on longstanding law and hundreds of victories, and even, as I was pointed out before, even thousands of victories over the years, to the contrary, the Supreme Court did not overrule tariffs. They merely overruled a particular use of IEEPA tariffs. And essentially, it's the use to get a fee. I can do anything I want with IEEPA, anything. I just can't charge anybody for it. I can license, I just can't charge them. It's ridiculous, but it's okay because we have other ways, numerous other ways. The ability to block, embargo, restrict, license, or impose any other condition on a foreign country's ability to conduct trade with the United States under IEEPA has been fully confirmed by this decision. So now there's no doubt, because, you know, there were a lot of questions about tariffs because no president was smart enough to use them to protect our country from those countries and businesses that were ripping us off. You took a look at the deficits that we had with some of these countries. It was disgraceful what they got away with for many, many decades. But now we know, because this decision affirms all those things that some people weren't sure about. In order to protect, and it says so, in order to protect our country, a president can actually charge more tariffs than I was charging in the past period of a year under the various tariffs authorities. So we can use other of the statutes, other of the tariff authorities, which have also been confirmed and are fully allowed. Therefore, effective immediately, all national security tariffs under Section 232 and existing Section 301 tariffs, they're existing, they're there, remain in place, fully in place, and in full force and effect. Today, I will sign an order to impose a 10% global tariff under Section 122 over and above our normal tariffs already being charged. And we're also initiating several Section 301 and other investigations to protect our country from unfair trading practices of other countries and companies. Thank you for your attention to this matter. And I say quite simply, which I've said for a long time, make America great again. And interestingly, we've already made it great, so I don't have to use that. But I don't think we'll ever give up on MAGA. MAGA is always going to be with us. If you have a few questions, you can let us know. But just to end, so we're going forward, we will be able to take in more money, and there'll no longer be doubt, because there was always doubt. I know the people that brought the lawsuit, and, you know, they're sleazebags, major sleazebags, but I know them, and they're foreign country-centric. They were sending things into our country, and the people representing them knew full well, but they were sending things into our country, and they were beneficial to other countries, but very, very bad for us. And I stopped it, and we'll just keep it going. So we have more of a, we have a totally firm decision now. And I don't think the court meant it, because the court doesn't show great spirit toward our country, in my opinion. A lot of bad decisions, but there are usually ways around it. This is something we could have done, as Justice Kavanaugh said, we could have done this originally, but we're doing it now. And the numbers could be far greater than the hundreds of billions we've already taken in. Yeah, yeah, please.
Mr. President. I'm very curious. Thank you so much, Mr. President.
Justice Thomas and Alito, as you know, are the most conservative constitutional justices. Do you think that you'll get to appoint two more justices later this term with similar ideologies? And what type of vetting process will they go through to ensure the uphold?
I don't know, but they're great justices. That's all I can say. And I hope they're going to be around a long time. I hope they're going to stay healthy. They're great people. They're great. And Justice Alito, too, to add to the group. These are great men.
Right.
With a great love of our country and a great understanding of the law.
All right. Welcome back to the program. President Trump taking a couple of questions. As you just heard there, his reaction, obviously angry and disappointed at the decision from the Supreme Court today. President says he's signing an executive order effective immediately that will add an additional 10% on top of the normal tariffs under unfair trading practices and national security. President said exactly what, a little bit disappointed. I mean, I get what the president is talking about here. He says, look, we thought we had the right thing going here. And we believe, as the three dissenting justices did, that, this implied that we had the authority. But the other laws on the books that give us authority actually give us more authority. And we'll be able to do even more things and bring in more money. So we'll see what happens. We'll come back for your calls. Quick break. We're coming right back after this.
Back to Barry Richard on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Last night as I got home about a half past 10, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man.
All right, welcome back. 142, and it is snowing pretty good out there. It's starting to stick on the ground in the cars and everything else. So if you're heading out, be careful. I believe it's going to change to rain for a bit afterwards and maybe back to some snow. Right now, though, we do have a winter storm watch in effect for Sunday night into Monday. And the National Weather Service says we have a chance for a quote-unquote significant snow Sunday night into Monday. So we'll keep an eye on that one. My goodness, 508-996-0500. Got a bunch of folks that have been hanging on for a while, so let's get right over to the phones. And thanks for waiting. You next in WBSM.
Hey, Barry, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I think you know how I feel about Trump as far as electing him and all of that. But I got to tell you, as a business person who has to deal with, you know, products from Slovakia, Asia, a number of products to make a business work here for a number of people in our company. The worst thing that can possibly happen is huge fluctuations in costs, tariffs, taxes, duties, freight, all those things. Because if you put out a price list to say, here you are, and you start, you know, you need some stability to build a business over a period of a year. And then if everything keeps swinging back and forth, I mean, I'm on a meeting this morning because of this, because it's like, okay, we just released our 2026 pricing and all of our products. But you know, how does that affect things if there's no tariffs? Well, then our competitors are going to drop their prices. That's fine. But then I listened to the president get on the air and in a punitive sort of way talk about, well, I'm just going to add another 5% on just for the sake of it because I'm pissed off. And I got to tell you, as much as I like most of what the president does, this is the type of stuff that makes me say, hey, listen, this isn't what a business person would do. I can understand you're pissed off because of what the Supreme Court did, but instead of going back to the table and saying, look, I need to work on this. We're going to reinsure the tariffs we have in place. And the last thing he said before the commercial break was, I'm just going to throw another 5% in for the hell of it. I understand what the consumer differences are when they buy products. They may not feel it right away, but for all the businesses in the country and that are buying things under tariffs, which we are, from different countries, it sets everything on fire because you're completely at this point on your heels. And so I don't have a problem with the tariffs, but I have a problem with the knee-jerk reactions that he gives with things that he doesn't like.
It causes things to fluctuate constantly.
Yeah, and it's we can handle tariffs if you say it's 15% from China for the year, or 12% from Slovakia, or whatever the numbers are. We can figure it out. We're smart enough to figure it out. But you can't do it when it changes on a monthly basis. In this case, you know, we're a few months into the new year. Things have been stable now. Bam, you know, tariffs might go away. Okay, we can deal with that. Now he comes back and says, oh, no, they're going to come back plus 5%. It's like, what the F, dude?
Yeah.
You can't knee-jerk this. The world, at least this country, that everyone that has a business that has to source outside of the United States, and I'm sorry, but for the last 25 to 30 years, stuff has been built outside the U.S. So we all have to bring in something from somewhere else. We haven't been able to build factories and move stuff over back to the U.S. in the short time that he's been president. It's just not happened. And anyway, I just want to give the counter to the argument, because I get where he's at. I understand what he's doing. The U.S. has always been the only free market in the world until Trump came along and said, look, if you're going to abuse us, then we're going to push back and we're going to level the playing field. That's fine with me. That's what the tariffs are about. But you can't do this knee-jerk reaction crap, because it makes it impossible to do business properly. And anyway, that's just my two cents.
I got it. And I have nothing to debate you on, because I understand your point completely. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it very much. 508-996-0500. The snow has just changed over to rain, and it is raining now, at least here on the neck. So that's that. 508-996-0500 is the number. I got to get another quick break in. We're going to come right back after this. Look.
Back to Barry Richard on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
All right, welcome back. It is 1:51. Let's grab another call before we hit the news. And you are next to WBSM. Thanks for hanging on. Whoops, I'm sorry. Let me push the button in. There you go. Now you're next to WBSM.
Hey, Barry. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Great. Good afternoon. Hey, I jumped on when I was listening to that previous caller talking about how Trump is not polished. I voted for Trump because he's not polished.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I want exactly what he just did in that press conference, but explaining, like, you know, the dirt bags and what they're doing, and making it so the common people understand what's really going on, instead of the look here, but really this is going on. Last person that I voted for because he was polished did absolutely nothing for me and this country. And that's why I voted for Trump. And that's why I can appreciate him talking to the people as if they're regular people. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
That I wanted to highlight that. I have no problem with the way he talks. You know, I remember when I was a kid and people used to be like, you know, we want change. We want America first. We want somebody to tell it like it is. Now we have that person, and people are complaining about it.
So no, you're 100% right. And we've allowed the media and we've allowed the opposition to convince us that somehow what we had was wrong. And because Trump is trying to bring us back there, what we had was wrong. Keep in mind, these are the people that gave us, transgender story time in the libraries and, all of this kind of crap, DEI policies. And, I'm with you with that. What turned me on to Trump was the fact that he is plain spoken. He speaks my language. He cares about the same issues that I care about. Look, he's taking a bruising on this today, but they knew it was going to happen. And they were fully expecting it. He's pissed. I don't blame him, because this was helping America. As I mentioned earlier, the trade deficit for the last quarter, the lowest it's been since, in 33 years. And so his policies are making progress. The only thing that I got to say, though, is that if the law states that the president cannot raise taxes under this particular act from 1977. I mean, that is the law. So he needs to use one of the other laws that are available to him, or he just issued an executive order. He's going to get that executive order codified into law, or somehow or another get Congress to pass new legislation. But they've got plans for this. They were expecting this. They've got a backup plan ready to go. But the bottom line is that trade practices have been completely and totally unfair. And we have been the victims of it. Taxpayers have suffered. Consumers have suffered. And it's about damn time we have somebody that is standing up for us and making things fair once again. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it very much. Good call. And we've got the news coming up. On the other side of the news, Tim Dunn is going to join us from the Boston Herald, political reporter. And we got a bunch of stuff. Healy is in the news. And we got some stuff happening in that regard and some other stuff, too. So Snap is in the news. You've got some insane comments from Seth Moulton, who wants to be the next Ed Markey, and Jim McGovern, Havana Jim, and about the Snap scandal here in Massachusetts and nationally. And I'm going to talk to Tim about that in his interviews that he's done. So stick around for that. That's coming up after the news right here on WBSM. But first, we have to pause for a couple of messages. All right, welcome back. 1:59. We're heading into the newsroom. President Trump is still answering questions from the press. The markets seem to be doing quite well in response to the Supreme Court decision. The Dow is up. Standard & Poor's is up 48-plus. At the moment, the Dow is up 195 points at the moment. And let's see, what else is going on with NASDAQ? Here it is. NASDAQ is up 235 points. So not a huge response from Wall Street, because Wall Street understands that this is just a temporary setback, and that things are things are going to be okay. Right. All right, we've got to take a break for the news. Tim Dunn from the Boston Herald.